Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Thank you, Mr. P, for that reminder, reminding us who we are. And so much so, when we recognize who we are, we even hear an echo of our consciousness, affirming who we are. Thank you for tuning in to yourself. Thank you for being here. We're here to go on a journey. We're here to sit at the feet of an elder. We're here to remember who we are. We're here to live out the stories that has already been written. And it's very important, very, very important to know who you are. When you know who you are, you know what role you have to play. You pay for your role too, you know. But you will know what role you have to play because the universal director is calling the shot. And you have to be ready, and you must know who you are.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
That is a prayer. That is an affirmation. That is the spiritual truth about you. You are the delight of God. You are the delight of good. You are the creative power, the delight of the creative power. So what are you afraid of? What are you moving through that you don't think is for your growth and transformation? Whatever it is all good because you've tuned in. Now you get to embrace the lesson. You get to catch the message that life is sending to and through you. And just as important, the message must have a place of love to land. And love is about setting yourself free. Love is about acceptance. And love is about remembering. The Agape Choir, return to me.
Return to me. Return.
Return to me.
I love that. And hey, I love how she broke that down. The Agape Choir singing through, in, on, as the Agape House, Agape International Spiritual Center, the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. As they remind us to return, to turn around, to repent. When you are asked to repent, it means to turn around, to turn away from what doesn't serve you, to turn back to love, to return, which you turn towards a direction that is not for your highest good in this very moment. But if it is, keep moving. That means you have already returned to yourself. And you must return, especially on the spiritual path. If you return sort of being on the fence, you will have your tush kicked. You either have to be on the spiritual path or you want to just do the human thing. And like, well, you know, we live in a physical world, blah, blah, blah. Or you want to say, you know, I'm committed. I'm jumping in, I surrender, I just give it all up. But the truth is, it's all part of the journey. The journey of self-discovery. The journey of remembrance, the journey of learning to know oneself. We start from a place when you're fully, fully aware of who you are, no doubt. Oh, you were so clear about who you were that you said, I got to go to Earth. I want to help them return to themselves because all this war and all these things they're doing, abuse and mistreating a woman and racism and sexism and how they're treating kids is just ridiculous. Universe, God, Spirit, Divine Mother, Divine Father, I got this. Let me go. Let me go show them how to love. And you would ask, are you sure? You're like, yes, of course I'm sure. I can do this. Are your guides gathered together and they support you? Say, okay, well, bye-bye now. They gathered at the airport of heaven and teleported you through the fallopian tube. But it was kind of hard and restrictive and painful. You got so caught up in the pain that you forgot why you were going through the pain. So when you came out and you got slapped or maybe they cut you out, you were like, wait, what happened? What is this? Then you forgot. And then you believed the lie. You believed the illusion. And then there were people in your life out of their love just decided to keep you forgetting because they were taught to forget. Because that's the plan. If you knew yourself when you came on this planet, there'd be no reason for you to be here. If you already fully realized, embodied, and you're walking on water, you know, having dinner under the ocean, and you can breathe underwater, and you can swim in the air, what would be the point for you being here? It would be pointless. So everybody gathered to support you. Yeah, forget. Forget who you are. Don't remember. You're going to talk. You're not going to amount to much. You got this disease. You got that. Forget. And then one day, something you said, no more. It's like this giant inside of you just rising from the deep of your being saying there's got to be another way. There's got to be another way. And then for some people, it was an awakening. It could be an illness. It could be an accident. It could be a book. It could be a spiritual center. It could be a friend. It could be something happened that they still don't even understand how it happened, that they suddenly realize, oh, my God, we're here to love. Suddenly realize we're made to love. And then once you catch that light, for some people, they stayed in that vibration. And their life altered. For some people, it was like they saw the love, and now they came back into the so-called reality. But now they had to keep reminding themselves that we are made to love. We are made to love. We are made for love. We were made by love. We were inspired by love. That inspiration is always breathing you, God, in spirit. God is always inspiring you. You just want to energize that inspiration and put it into action. I don't know what to do. I know what I'm passionate about, but I don't feel inspired. You're already being inspired. The breath of God is breathing you. Get off your butt. That's right. Do something. Because when you put the breath of God that is breathing you already and you put action behind it, I don't care what it is. Go mentor. Call a friend. Go to a hospice. Find a dog. Go to a shelter. Your life will change. And as a matter of fact, it's not change as if you won't recognize yourself, but it's more of a change where you see yourself. Like, I remember. Yes, return to me, the Agape Choir. And in that consciousness of remembrance, of thankfulness, of oneness, I want to welcome you to this house of love. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change is inspired, where change begins. And once you catch the inspiration, once you embody the change, once you change with the change, because sometimes change happens, but we stay the same. Why? Everybody else seems to have their prayer answered, but why? You got to change with the change. And when you change with the change, you can't help but make a difference. Make a difference in your life, and you make the difference around people and people who are in your life. Some of them may get annoyed. They don't even know why. Just by finding reason to just be mad at you. Some of them will look and say, there's something different about you. Some of them want to just help you. You know, I really see why you're here. How can I be of service? Some of them will just show up and say, I don't know. But what do you need me to do? Some people will just say, well, you know that thing you're dealing with? I can help you. And they won't even know that they're living out a sacred yes. Life is good. It's getting better. And you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. The metaphysical rebel, the nutty professor, the crazy one, the whatever. Call me what you will, because I know that whatever you call me, whatever name, how you choose to describe me is simply a reflection of your consciousness. And I know that I have people around me that are just loving consciousness. So I'm grateful. And I have an elder standing by. I feel like this is the appointed day that we're supposed to reunite. We've been sending telegrams, spirit grams, and talking to one another. And now, we didn't know it, but we thought we'll bring it on the month of June, when the theme is spiritual groundedness in spite of shaky ground. And we said, we're not just going to bring her in the month of June. We're going to bring her at the end of June, because she helps you see your story. She helps you look at the chapter, pick up your book, and say, I got it now. There's so much more, and I am so excited. Life is good, you know. Let me bring on Celeste, and because I'm floating already. I'm full. I'm full of gratitude and full of God. So, yeah, let me bring in Celeste right now, the celestial one. She might even take me out there, because she's so celestial about who she is. I need something to ground me. But she has a way of grounding me, actually, because I can pretty much float out there. It's just like, listen, like Coach A. But you know, what you really don't tell your listeners is, I'm like, oh, here she goes. She's trying to ground me. Okay, hey, Celeste, how are you? I'm talking behind your Facebook.
That's the beauty about you. You just let it all hang out there, including your impersonation of my voice. You're getting so much better at it. I am so excited for today. There's so much moving. I'm really happy to see the end of the Mercury retrograde, I'm just saying. But
why?
I'm also happy.
Why? Why?
Because when Mercury's not direct, my messages do have a way of going out, you know, otherworldly. And so I had to go slower, and I had to pay attention. Those are gifts, except when you're not feeling very patient. So, yes, I'm looking forward.
You know what I love about you? You know what? One of the things I love about you? You are a great student and a wonderful teacher. You knew when I asked you why, I can hear something in you say, oh, shift, I am not trying to deal with his mouth. Let me bring it around. And you did.
I know. It's all a blessing. I get it, you know. And you know what? We've had some people leave the planet in human form, but spirit's still very present, because we know that energy doesn't die. And I think it's amazing how it's been the actors and the poets and the singers. The last one right now, well, we have Meshach Taylor from Designing Women, and my main man, oh my goodness. Stop. Oh my goodness. I want to say Isaac. I know, I just had a tear. I love him. And I'm going to leave it like this because I know Reverend June has some powerful conversations with people who get to get that fame. And she's been posting songs that have been taking me back. But with Bobby Womack's physical departure from this plane, I am reminded that, thank goodness for him, because we would not know what a real love song meant if we didn't have Bobby Womack. And if you don't know who Bobby Womack is, if you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight. That's all I got to say. And I can't wait to hear Reverend June just fly about all of that, all of these beautiful celebrities that she's been able to mentor and connect with. And perhaps she might have some stories that she'll be willing to share. But I really thank her for posting Bobby Womack all weekend. And I think some new birth, too.
You know, I listen to you and I see posts on social media about the transitions. And I'm often taken aback. It's like, why are we surprised that people are moving on? That's one thing that's guaranteed. And because the age we're in our 40s and 50s, yeah, we know some people who grew up with that transitioning. To the teenagers, they're probably like, oh, okay, Bobby Womack, okay. And then there are other people, their family members, their friends that are transitioning that would not make it on the news because they're not known globally. But for me, it's like people say, well, they're coming threes. Okay, maybe you stop counting when you get to three. But someone just died right now, and a child is being born right now. So it's like, for me, I feel like we just need to expand ourselves, our consciousness, how we see death. It's, you know, sometimes we accept it, sometimes we grieve for years and years, and that's fine. But we're going to hear more people dying. It's just the way it is. Life has a way of recycling itself. And then when we see a little kid on Facebook doing the jig and doing all, that's an old soul. But when that soul left this planet, we'll say, why do the good people die? But when it comes back as a little kid, oh, look at that kid. Or like the little kid, Linda, but what? Linda, listen to me, listen to me. We say, oh, that's an old soul. So, you know, I'm not taking away that it's hard on us when people we love transition. But the grief that we feel is really an indication of our love. Some of these people we've never met, you know, but through their expressions, through who they are, we get to fall in love with them because they give us permission and remind us to celebrate the gift in us. And I'm just ready for a different conversation. You know, it could be a sad news. It could be a sad day. That's fine. But let's understand it is part of life. So, I got
go
a soapbox for the next. I got a soapbox for the next hour and a half. I create my reality. I have a soapbox every week. Well, actually, twice a week. So, you know, I'm gonna wear my soapbox out. You know, at the end of the day, when I'm ready to leave this planet, I'm like, yep, there's nothing left but dust. So anyway.
Well, all right now, you got it.
Well. You ready for some announcements or anything that you want to share with our listeners?
No, I think that is quite enough. I'm just excited to be home with my family. You know, I see Tamara Joy, Love and Happiness. We always want to sing her name. Electra, Yvette, and some other folks that I don't know who are always welcome home when they listen to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Let's let them know what else is moving, and then we'll bring on Reverend June.
Yes. You're getting ready
to
go.
Am I a little excited about this?
Just a tad bit.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, as Celeste just mentioned, want to welcome all of you in the chat room, those of you listening online, those of you listening to the archive, thank you for tuning in, and our Within Radio listeners. We appreciate you. We give thanks for you because we are co-creating this reality. I may be the loudest voice for now because Reverend June is going to be joining me. We may then be the loudest voice, but we're simply echoing the voice of Spirit, and the echo comes from all of us. We're co-producing this show. We're co-hosting this show. A thought, a question, an emotion that you're growing through and moving through will inspire conversation. So thank you for showing up and being part of this creative experience and creative experiment, because that's what it is. We're just experimenting. So at the end, we might say, oh, we want to do that again. Oh, yeah, that was good. We're going to take and do an announcement, and there was something else I wanted to say, but I can't think about it. Well, I can think about it. I just don't remember what it is. So it doesn't matter. Let's do some announcements. But there's something I want to say, but I can't remember it, so let it go.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. It's Celeste here, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here every Monday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. If you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach Today, you can email them to ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of June is spiritual groundedness in spite of shaky ground. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Our newest show on the network is Living in the Yes with Reverend Deborah L. Johnson at 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday night. Then join Ambassa Safara for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Eastern. And you can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to InspireBroadcasting.com. You have more places to listen to Life Coach Today. You can catch him every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 12radio.com for soul food for your consciousness. Get a little pep in your step when you join Life Coach Today on Tuesday mornings. Be on the lookout for the postings for all these shows. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Let's welcome back Life Coach Today. I just love the way you say my name. Thank you, Celeste. I haven't messed with you in a while. Well, I've messed with you, but not with your voice. But anyway, yes, we're back. We're ready to go deep in consciousness. And remember, we have the prophet in the house. We have the visionary in the house. She's a spoken word smith. That's what I call her. She's a singer. She's an elder to remind us whence we came. It's like, listen, do you forget? What is it? I just caught a vision just now of beloved. What's her grandmother's name? Celeste knows. Let me bring her around so she can back me up. Is it Suki? And she's like, remember, she was like, your hands. Celeste, back me up here. Because I just had a flash. You're my human Google. There she is. Hey, Celeste, you there? You're kind of quiet. We don't hear you. Unmute yourself. Okay, what's going on? Are we having one of those moments again? I just unmuted you, and then it muted back. So what we're going to do? Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Celeste, are you there? All right, let's go to the second line, Celeste, because I can't bring you on, because you're going to do the bio. And if not, you try it. Let's see. I love when life shows up. Celeste, it's not working. When I unmute you, it mutes back, and it's okay. So what I want you to do is breathe, hang one of those lines up, and call back in. So anyway, we have her. So when Celeste calls back, I go back to her. Reverend June, for me, is like a grandmother, the seer. She is that. She is the bridger of worlds, to remind us when life seems, feels rough, painful, challenging. I'm laughing because I saw a video of her today. What'd she say? I know she's here. I'm talking like she's not here. But something I don't do with people who have problems. When I talk, people listen. That's right. Because you've mastered your issues. You know what the problem is, why so-and-so is not happening. She ain't interested in that. She wants to be the voice of the ancestors. Celeste, welcome back.
Yes. And that would be Baby Suggs from Beloved.
Yes.
Yes. One of the most powerful things is remembering to love ourselves and love our hands. And I'm grateful Oprah did that movie because I could see the scene in the book, but it was quite a gift to see the experience in the forest. And it's a perfect setup for talking about Reverend June. I believe that she's a woman of that kind of power to remember to let the men dance, children laugh, and the women to have the freedom to express their tears in holy worship outside of what we predominantly call church, but within the church of our home. And for a lot of us, that was out in the woods and out in nature. So perfect illustration today. And I'm very happy to let people know a little bit more about Reverend June, because she goes beyond words on the screen. You have to experience her for yourself. But I'm still going to do my best to break down her bio, family.
Yes.
Absolutely. Taking a deep breath, Reverend June Juliet Gatlin is an internationally recognized spiritual advisor and healer. She is considered a foremost authority in matters of the human spirit, operating within the realm of prophecy and healing. She is a seer who brings our innermost feelings to verbal expression. At 3 years old, in her birthplace of Akron, Ohio, she was proclaimed to be a child of prophecy by officials of her church. June Gatlin has uplifted the spirits of audiences of all ages through lectures in public schools, universities, and churches, where she devotes her energy to affirming and developing spiritual qualities, as well as offering messages of hope, faith, enlightenment, and personal responsibility. June Juliet Gatlin is also reverent of her heritage and cultural ancestry. She is committed to sharing that heritage with God's children, whomever they are, and she is determined to empower all who desire to learn. Family, please welcome the woman of prophetic vision, song, and inspiration, Reverend Jim Juliet Gatlin.
Yes, yes, yes. Reverend June, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, so let's start studio doing that same thing again. Can you see if you can unmute her? Maybe it's on my side. See if you can unmute her. After that build, all excited, ready to drink the water of life, of grace, of transformation. So Celeste, and Electra said in the chat room, she said, I know, talking to you, Celeste. That's not it. She said, Celeste described that perfectly. It's a gift, but it doesn't feel that way when you are not feeling patient. The gift of Mercury retrograde. And yes, and I'm so grateful that I've decided and made a commitment to flow. So Celeste, you may want to call her back since it worked for you when you call back. I hear you in the background. So just call Reverend June back because life is doing what life does. The energy is doing what the energy does. And you can't have, yes, I'm just going to do this with you, Celeste. You can't have an energy like Reverend June show up and don't think, Celeste, I can't mute you for some reason. Oh, there you go. Yes. It keeps on muting. If I unmute, it mutes. If I mute, it unmutes. So, Celeste, you might just want to hang up and just do what you need to do so that we can get to Reverend June. So, yeah, just take a breath, breathe. And maybe try use. There you go. That's right. You know, this is why and, you know, jump on my soapbox again because I can. But I like to use life as a teaching tool. It is so important for us to be in that place of patience. And as Celeste said and that you confirmed, patience is not something we can buy. It's not something, it's something you have to cultivate. It's something you have, and this is the perfect time. You know, this is the perfect time when things look like they are not going right. That's the time to practice patience. Not when everything is going perfectly. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be patient now. No, that's not learning. That's like you know, athletes, basketball players deciding to really give their all and really do all the things they want to do when they're practicing. But during the time of the game, they just kind of say, oh, yeah, this is practice. You got to get it in perspective. And so moments like this does inspire, does give us an opportunity to practice patience before you become a patient to yourself. And Celeste was talking about Mercury. One of the things for me personally is, for a long time, and I've shared this before, I just didn't want to. I made a commitment within myself that I didn't want to just buy into the planet doing what the planet does and then think, oh, my life is going to be turned upside down. And I agree that I'm supported by a friendly universe. So if I am supported by a friendly universe, so man, what's going on with Jupiter, Mercury, Mars, I am still surrounded by a friendly universe. I can tell you that this, I can't even say this Mercury retrograde, I just know the last month for me on a human level has been challenging, but the gifts that I received, that I'm still receiving, it's going to last me a lifetime to be able to walk through the valley of shadow of death and fear no evil. So when things, when people are miscommunicating or things are not, just it's a moment to just take a breath, to come back. Now we take that breath, we come back, and we unmute Reverend June Juliet Gatlin. Welcome. Yes. All the energy you're bringing up here, all the technology.
I mean, you know what? This is auspicious, my brother, because you have spiritual groundedness and everything's rocking and reeling, right?
Yes.
And so what's happening with me, as I just told our celestial Celeste, is I have kinetic energy. And sometimes when I'm doing interviews or different places, wherever it is, stuff explodes and sound gets all discombobulated, and it reminded me of when I was doing a show in D.C. and Iyanla Van Zandt came on to acknowledge me and give some props and everything. And next thing you know, there were this humongous explosion and everything. And so Iyanla told me, she said, well, those kind of things happen when you're around Reverend June. So I'm listening to you, my brother, and I'm loving your words. I'm loving your voice. And I'm just thrilled. And the other thing is I've posted regarding my body swaying, rocking, and reeling and tilting and everything, so it looks like I could fall over. That's because I have absorbed and or experienced so much energy that I had to actually, I was in the hospital and I had to rest because that was the only place that I could get it. And so, of course, they could find not a thing wrong, because it's not really. doing all sorts of tests.
That's right.
Doing all sorts of tests and everything. So I just say it's metaphysical and not medical, and it's kinetic energy. So I was considered a fall risk and wearing little warning bracelets, and I'm fine. That's mentally, you know, the physical body is swaying, but the mental body is rocking steady.
Rock steady. I know, that's right.
That's right. Rock steady, baby.
That's right. You know, I want to say this to you. I want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for the work you do, for what you've done. Because of people like you, people like me around today to do what we do. And not just because you've spoken words into the environment and people are now receptive to it, but energetically you've cleared the path for the next generation to be able to talk about spirit, to be able to talk about metaphysics, to be able to talk about healing and health in a different kind of way. And as you said, there's nothing wrong. It's just, you know, there's nothing wrong. It's just we just need to reveal God, because God is the healer and we are one with it. We are an expression of it. So I want to just thank you for you saying yes to life and committing to your mission on this planet, because I know in this moment, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is because people like you is why I can be here acting a fool, cutting up, talking about stuff that people are like, what, really? And me feel confident in my craziness. Thank you very much.
Yeah, being the metaphysical rebel, my brother.
That's right.
Yeah, the metaphysical rebel. And I told people, and they said, oh, she's so strange. You know, she's different. And, of course, you know, when you're of African ascent, not decent, we are moving up and forward. So when we are, we're ascendant. So when we are of African ascent, the first world children of the original lineage, then, you know, I'm glad to be abnormal. And Holy Spirit told me that when I was little. So, you know, you're abnormal. And it's like, yeah. So then it was defined. Yes, I am above normal. I don't have a problem with being paranormal. So, you know, people, it's very important that humans truly comprehend the meaningfulness of language and how language and the way we utilize words, because sometimes words get in the way, so we just have to be silent because they become unnecessary and sometimes most inappropriate, as we are experiencing some of these ignorant humans now, you know, as they're speaking in the world of politics and everything, just stupid, you know, they don't know anything.
Yeah.
And just running off at the mouth. So, you know, we have to be very conscientious and very care-filled and remaining within that higher and the highest, actually that consciousness which is above and beyond measurement, because it ever is. And so I'm grateful for you, my metaphysical, rebellious brother. Because it's the rebels who bring the news. They bring the attentiveness. They bring and contribute change. They're contributors to change. That's why so many other nations really recognize their poets and their artists more so than the USA. Sometimes I say the un-United States, and these rebellious individuals like the Honorable Mohandas, the Mahatma Gandhi, and then we have the Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the Honorable Elhaj Malik El Shabazz. Honorable Maya Angelou, people who, individuals, you know, Pushkin, Beethoven, Hannibal, fearless humans who have to contribute so that others will be strengthened. And I said, you know, not said, but I say that we have the authority to be fearless. So folk who are listening and everything, y'all have to comprehend the meaningfulness of being fearless, because sometimes you just got to step forward and do what you got to do in order to contribute to life forthcoming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Contribute
yes.
to the legacy, create the legacy.
Yes. Yes, yes. Ah, there's so many places I want to go. I am just loving this conversation, and I must ask you this question because I have been really thinking about it all morning. I asked my guests this question, and this morning I thought, wow, I wonder what her answer is going to be. So here's the question. I must ask you this question. Who are you? Who is Reverend June Juliet Gatlin?
A beloved child of Most High,
mm.
that supreme presence which originated the human whom I be at this moment present, here and now, wherever divine aliveness is breathing itself, be in June. So there is a living source which presents each and every one of us in the most unique and individual ways it deems wonderful. This be me.
No, that's right.
I be no. she. I be she, we be her. And all of it be oneness. Yeah, baby sis from Beloved, I loved the presentation Oprah created. Even though humans panned it, all them humans who go and jump on her sofas and, you know, sit with her to ply their wares, their movies, their books and everything. And when her movie came out, where were those people? Wait. What the Honorable Toni Morrison wrote and gave to worlds and baby sis, it's like, oh, yeah. Thank you, Miss Celestial. Mother related to that. Because I've taken children to the beach, honey. When I say children, I mean individuals of various ages. We're all children. So take them to the water. You know, speak to them. Share with them that impressive presence breathing itself, being they in its unique and individual ways. So we have to love ourselves immensely. I wrote a piece about here she come again, you know, just being so glad and proud of her blackness, just obnoxious with me. It's like, yes, I am, honey. Yes, I am.
Yes.
For from it all originated. Mm. Welcome to the world.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, there's a question here from Amber, and I actually want to bring Celeste on. Well, actually, I'm going to bring Amber on, actually, because we're talking about who you are, how you show up, who you be. You be who you be, and Amber wants to know, are you the one who bees in a book? So, Amber from Los Angeles, how are you doing, my sister?
Hello.
Hello there. What's your question?
Hi. I wanted to ask Reverend Gatlin, was she the one that was in the book called The Company of Prophets? And it was this young prophet, young lady.
I am.
Ah,
I am.
I knew it. I knew it. And when I first saw you, I knew you were the one. And I read that book so many times. So many times. And I just recognized you.
Joyce Elaine Knoll wrote that book. She came to interview me on the recommendation of Michael Schultz and Alex Haley, and it was from that book that NBC.
Reverend June, hold on one second. Amber, I'm going to mute you for a minute and then I'll mute you again, okay, Amber? Because there's a background noise, all right? Okay, go ahead, Reverend June.
It's that book, which is the first book ever written regarding people of African heritage who have the various and multi-gifts, which are often deemed strange by individuals who don't really come, who don't really understand that we have the gift. So it was through that book written by Joyce Elaine Noel that I was, my life was selected by NBC to do my life, do a segment on my life story in Ancient Prophecies, the Ancient Prophecies series, Prophecies for Final Vision. Yes, Miss Amber, I am she.
Can I bring Amber back on?
You remember, do you remember me from Agape?
Gonna have to give us some more.
it's a long story because I went straight for her. She didn't have any shoes on. She was dressed real comfortably and standing with another lady. And I went up to her and said, "I know who you are." And
I remember you.
Yeah. And I just follow you everywhere you go just to let you know you're one of my mentors.
Okay. You accompany me.
Yeah.
It's good to accompany people. Yeah, because, my word is, sheep will follow. So sheep will follow humans off a bridge or a cliff and not even ask any questions. But when you're accompanying me, you will see how Mother works, and I will reveal how to do, when, if necessary, and what not to do, because my main life is for individuals to be best, because you were born best. I don't care if you were born in a dump. You're still the best. And as they say, Yeshua, Jesus, the anointed one, because Christ wasn't his last name, born in a manger, surrounded by a bunch of animals, maybe some horses, mules, ducks and chickens, a few roosters. And as that African superhero, born in a manger, then, and look what is professed regarding his life. So, what y'all gonna do?
Thank you, Reverend Gatlin.
You're welcome.
Love you much.
Love you much.
Thank you, Amber.
Thank you.
I want to stay with that as we, from Who Are You? There are other things I want to talk about. But I want to, so many places I want to go with you, so I'm just going to go with this because this is staying with me more. You use a title, Reverent, rather than Reverend with a D. Why that distinction in your title?
I am a reverend with a D as in divine, and I utilize the word reverent with the T as triumphant. I am a reverent reverend. I'm reverent of who I be. I'm reverent of our origin. I'm reverent of life. Reverent of children of all ages. Reverent of just loving. And so I'm a reverent reverend. And then some people take unto themselves to correct the sister. Oh, you spelled it the wrong way. You spelled it the wrong way. It's like, you think I don't know who I am? I'm a speller.
Mm-hmm.
And they can take that the way they want to. Speller. I be speller. So it's like, I know it's reverent, honey. Now, you have learned something. Because sometimes people got, you know, they feel they have the right to be correcting the folk who know more about themselves than the person doing the correction. Then they stand to be corrected. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, because sometimes you just have to help a person move into the place where they're supposed to be. It's like, don't come bringing me that bullshit, honey. But I tell people, be thankful for the bullshit. It's a fertilizer. It makes things grow when you spread it. It stinks. It's funky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it makes things grow. I mean, beautiful flowers of all shapes and shades and everything, you know, beautiful grass. They spread that stuff around on purpose. Because from the stinky, you can get a beautiful rose, honey, a wonderful fragrance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just say be thankful for it.
Be thankful for the bullshit in your life because it will help you grow. How about that for
That's right. It contributes to your growth.
That's right.
You may
so
tippy-toe over it. Tippy-toe over it, you know, hold your nose, and then you
That's
go back
it.
In a few days or depending on how much the time, how long it's been laying there, spread there, and you look at all this beauty coming forth.
Mm.
You know, so beauty is everywhere. It's just not seen all the time. It emerges. It's like the emergence of beauty from the bullshit.
We want to talk more about your journey, but we got to take a break now. Because when we come back, I want to talk about your journey as a seer, as someone, a child who was recognized from the age of 3 for your gift, and the kind of gift that some people are discovering about them right now, but still afraid to share it with loved ones. I want to find out about your journey. How did you get to a place where you felt confident to say, this is who I be? So we're going to take a break. And you can drink some water, whatever you need to do. Maybe write in your journal what's happening now.
That's what I'm doing, honey. I'm writing in it as we communicate.
That's right. You can write some more now. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Day Radio Show. I am born for Memphis. I am eternally grateful. I thank God for everything that happened and everything that didn't happen to create this moment. And if you have any questions for Reverend June Juliet Gatlin, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. She's going to be with us till about 1:30, so if you have any questions, don't leave it to last minute now. Or you just get bumped. Let me bring on Celeste. I just don't know which one. So, Celeste, you're on 2 lines. So you bring yourself in because I'm not sure which one of the phones you want to use. After the announcement, we're going to do Celestial Moment and continue the conversation. Celeste, how is you?
I'm so touched. I'm so moved. Mm-hmm. And I know Reverend June's got to go. But, thank you. Just thank you. And the other thing about Toni Morrison real quick is most of her books are set in Reverend June's home state of Ohio. And that hit me when she was sharing about baby Suggs. So today, whatever intuitive messages you were getting to share that, it has just ricocheted in my heart. And Ohio is some pretty powerful ground because that's where Reverend June comes from. And other places, clearly. She's so otherworldly. So
that was where she made her stop on her main travel through life. That was the first place. That was the greyhound of this incarnation, Greyhound Station.
Mm-hmm. Seriously. So, yes, I am ready for your live announcements. You don't get to hear everything. So let's break this down. Get some zest in your life when you start your morning with the day tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern for Soul Food for Your Consciousness on 12radio.com. Very quickly, his last week's show was given a Producers Award, Winner's Choice, Congratulations, Life Coach Today. Make sure you join him on Tuesday because his special guest will be Tina Marie from the Magic Hour. Join them to find out what happens when magicians join forces. So excited about that at 12radio.com. Then come on back home to Life Conversations Radio with Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. The spiritual quality she'll be focusing on this week is release. What will you really receive from the universe when you let go of what's not serving you? Make sure you check out the triple gifts of Rev D, like channeling, the spoken word, her alter ego, Miss Wilhelmina. She has a way of bringing spiritual teaching with grit, heart, and teeth, I like to say. So join her Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the next Monday, Life Coach Today is flying solo for a personal one-on-one conversation with you about what's moving in your life. It's your time to get your questions answered and be uplifted with a fresh perspective on your challenges. Remember, it's not happening to you. It's happening for you. We'll see you with him at 12 p.m. Eastern next week on the Ask Life Coach Day radio show. So make sure you catch these shows because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Yes, you do. And we'll get to be the change you want to see in a minute when everything cooperates with what we had planned beforehand. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you. We are going to take a very quick break and we'll come back with Celeste for a moment. And now everything is working in perfect order and we just dance through it. We'll flow with it. Imagine one of my pages just went a different page that I didn't even click. We don't know what's going on. Let's see. And what happens when they listen to the show again, Celeste? Because you know you need to tell them. Because I don't think they call you the first time.
Yeah, when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce, that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared? Or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Are you about work, work, work and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org. or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We are going to do Celestial Moment and come back with Reverend June Juliet Gatling. And you can find out more about her by going to her website address, which is reverendjune.com. That's R-E-V-E-R-E-N-T, June as the month. And when you get there, you would know that's who she be. Like, ah, I got it. Let's bring on Celeste, unmute yourself, because you know, all kind of crazy stuff are going on. So I don't know which one. Why are you even waiting for me? Go ahead, because you know I might change in the last minute. And
of course.
Thank you, Celestial Moment. Okay, let's do this.
I love this
moment.
Show right now, because I want to hear more from great Mother June over there. This is dedicated to her, by the way. She came in on the right number. Good afternoon, family. Is Celeste here? I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that's showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 7. The number 7 is ruled by the planet Neptune. 7 is also the sacred number of Yemoja, the mother of the oceans and great mother to us all. 7 is also the chariot in tarot, and we are in a 7 year. It's our time to step onto the chariot of our lives and ride into victory. Now, the chariot in tarot is astrologically associated to the sign of Cancer, and we are in the time of mother love, nurturing, protection, and psychic power right now. Happy birthday, Cancerians. Now today, for a special treat, we are going to put the focus on a 7 of discs. Take all that I just said about 7 and let's bring it to the ground. Manifestation in the earthly realm, as we find a very pregnant woman waiting for her time to give birth to her newest creation, the promise of life. This mother is in the last part of inner growth, before the harvest, birth, or end product. I would sense that there may be some trepidation mixed with anxiety and impatience. We are reminded that we can't rush a seed to grow, and babies come when they feel like it. We are simply not in control, but we can choose to make ourselves available, not fearing the darkness of the womb as we prepare to receive light. Both are needed to give birth to our wildest dreams. All is well. And that's the story of 7 through the 7 of this through Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you soon for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you for all you do.
My pleasure.
This is Destiny Muhammad, harpist from the hood. And as you know, this beautiful, healing, prayerful song, music, is grace. And we are going to gracefully go back and have to commune with the Reverend June Juliet Gatling. Welcome back, Mama.
Thank you.
You're
we're here on this
welcome.
Beautiful 7 day. Can
yes,
you hear me?
Indeed. Yes, we can.
Oh, good. That's wonderful, because I didn't even check the number, but it's 7 is an excellent number. It's so interesting because Miss Celeste, many preachers be talking about 7 is a number of completion. It's like, no, y'all wrong. And then they got responsible humans going out trumpeting that incorrect information. 7 is the holiest of numbers. That's the number that if and we're most tied to walk into a place. And somebody would say, well, Supreme, Most High, Almighty, What is your destiny number? And Most High would say 7, because 7 is the number of the breath, that divine aliveness which breathes itself, allowing we to comprehend that we are living beings within flesh form, as we be female, male, woman, human, man, human upon planet Earth, this planet which spins within universe without human compulsion or permission. And so that divine breath, that divine aliveness, allows individuals to know that our originator, who created to define itself, being we, breathes us every breath. And this why we be. So we have those preachers standing in pulpits. 7 is the number of completion. It's like, no, it's not. 9 is. Because you have to go to that 9 in order to move to that beginning. And people always say that new beginning, but every beginning is new because you never had it before. That's why I say people must be very conscious and conscientious and be in the consciousness, as well as comprehend the meaningfulness of awareness, so that they won't be parroting misinformation, making misjudgments, and running off as sheeple.
Yes.
We have to have a 9 in order to go into that next step. You know, so 7 is a number of mystics, of masterful teachers and gurus, and holy humans, some who deem themselves holy yet are very unholy. But they want to be. So I'm just glad that this is a 7-day. And I tell people, 7, the numbers are tangible because we see them. You got a house number, you got a license plate number, you got an apartment number, you got a jail number, you got a birth number, you got a license, and just all sorts of numbers jumping off and all around everything and every place. And so I encourage people to learn about numbers, not so much and so much as numerology, but numbers, you know, and it helps children to begin to compute. They begin to add. They see a number here, a number there, and they start lets them know how much fun numbers are. So I just made that brief interjection because...
Don't even make any apologies, because I knew when the more I just kind of set any energy of the show, that first of all, I don't really need to write any questions down. Just show up and be with you, and we are with you as you express what needs to be heard. And we've got a few minutes to go, and I want to squeeze in 2 questions. So the first question is, how did you get to a place where you were confident to share with the world that I hear voices, and to a point now where you're sought after? And I said earlier before the break, there's some people who are hearing the voice, feeling, connecting with their intuition, but still afraid to move forward. How did you get there, and what helped you to walk in it to where you are today?
Well, I was always confident. And I want people to understand the meaningfulness of confidence. Being confident has not a thing to do with being arrogant. Being confident does not have a thing to do with, you know, you got your butt on your shoulders and everything. Most High, our Creator, breathed a spirit of fearlessness, not timidity, fearlessness. So we are birthed to be confident, birthed to be assured, birth to truly comprehend how to walk triumphantly, even if we don't have legs or feet. So I always had this, until individuals started getting crazy and becoming, you know, scared of me. Ooh, she's scary. You know, afraid. You know, don't tell me nothing. Don't tell me what you see. Don't tell me what you dream. Don't tell me what you feel. So it's always these rules, 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 and I'm standing with rules flooding around me, rules flurrying and everything, and I was born to be a rule breaker. depending on what those rules are, because some rules are very inane. So I remember being in junior high school, and I just stood in the hallway and I announced with a loud voice. I was about in the seventh or eighth grade, and I said, "I am a nonconformist." And they looked at me, and you know, the truth is, be that. So I lived it, and I had to come beyond a lot of stuff because individuals, the way they were towards me, not liking me or judging me and prejudging and misjudging and everything, so I didn't want to live. I was very suicidal, exceptionally suicidal. I had a collection of pills for whenever that moment would come. You know, but as Holy Spirit advised and directed, you can't die till you do what we brought you on this planet to do. And so what really helped to bring everything forward, even as I'm working with individuals and imparting the living word to them as I'm reading that which Most High and Divine Loving Holy Spirit reveals, and all comes to pass. Iyala Van Zandt living it today, and so are a whole lot of other folks, many people living it today. And some who are not here today lived it. I know I'm talking real fast. However, this is all part of the journey, which I am experiencing, the journey which be revealing itself every breath to June. And so I had to live beyond all that ugliness, all those finger pointings and individuals who would tell me, get out of here. Don't come in here. Very hurtful things. Yet I was strengthened as a 4'11 child, as a 4'11 elder mother, who Most High said, well, you know, you don't need to grow no more at 4'11. So I'm 4'11. However, I know humans say, oh, she's, we didn't know you was that short. It's like, what? I mean, come on now. So, you know, it's we have to be who we are, and we move through that stuff. It's like, I'm going through. I'm going through. I paid the price. Whatever you may do. And nobody can stop you from doing and being who you be. And people, you know, you just use be. That's not correct. Oh, yeah, be is correct. Because it's in the moment. It's right here in the present. It's that breath here and now. We be, you be, he be, she be. And that's why I be using it all the time. So the individuals who determine that they can tell me that it's incorrect, it's like, let me tell you about you. And so sometimes that becomes necessary, and I would have to do that. Because the Lord gave me the strength and the power to go there. When they're going to make a judge about me and say, you know what, my Bible says, I say, your Bible don't say nothing about me. I said, but let me tell you about you. Because, see, when they begin to step out of their place and move into the place where I be, and then they're going to denigrate me, they're going to denounce me, they're going to castigate, they're going to attempt and or try to place me on a cross, it's like, child, let me tell you something. And I really want to tell people something right here while I'm running off at the mouth. Because people talk about, I know they talk about forgiveness. I said, but, you know, Yeshua, when being assassinated, being murdered, being killed, hanging on the cross, the words attributed to him were, Father, you forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Father, you forgive them. So, you know, I ain't got to be running around here forgiving people because they think, you know, she's so spiritual. I said, baby, I'm not an airy-fairy person, honey. Mother not airy-fairy. We don't do airy-fairy. And so people do stuff, you know, horrible, mean, ugly, nasty stuff. you know, killing, raping, stomping, beating, you know, hitting you with trees and just everything. And then, will you forgive me, please? No, I don't think so. Because a lot of times people think when they forgive folk, then the forgiver feels themselves to be powerful and mighty. I can release and relieve that human from the shit that they just did. It's like, I can't release you from that. I'm not going to give a rapist the pleasure of tra-la on the primrose lane and just humping and bumping with any and everything that he grabs and steals from. It's like, no, 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 no. We don't do that. So that's why people have to understand the origin and the history of words and language. Forgive is a 16th century German root word. So I know Yeshua, one hanging on the cross speaking German. So I had to be very careful of that. And all that has contributed to my presence to date. August the 4th on a Monday, August the 9th on a Monday, 2004, I died on my living room floor. And I went to that place. It was a journey because dying is a process. So that's why we have to be very careful when we're visiting people and they say, you know, she dying. Oh, he dying. It's like, yeah, that body is inert, but that consciousness is yet living and floating all up in the ceiling and all out in, into the universe and everything. So we have to be very conscientious regarding what we say. Well, we think they leaving and they're in a coma, they can't hear. Oh, yeah, they know. So while Mother was moving and I'm watching souls merging to merge with me, and the closer we got, the closer we got, the closer we got, then the voice said, you know, we're allowing you to return to do a greater work. So I'm still here. Suicidal? No more. Because they said I can't die till I do what I came here to do. So I'm here, and we doing today, and we will do again, Life Coach Ade, and Miss Celestial. You know, because whatever it is that we have to contribute, that's what we contribute, and then it's part and parcel and portion of, and the wholeness of our legacy, because we have to do something wonderful, something's good, something's just excellent, something loving, so that when we leave, we are leaving a legacy that will contribute to the lives of others, the ascendants coming. Mm. We do that now. That's what you're doing, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. And I like to maximize time. I like to maximize the moment. You still got some moments to play with. So
maximize
you give us
with metaphysical rebel.
Can you
maximize
give us
the moment? Metaphysical rebel. Maximize every breath.
Mm-hmm.
Be maximized. Listeners, check that word, maximizer, and surpass it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is a good time, honey. And we did not have the voice-to-voice communing with individuals holding, as you know, they holding, to get online. But we're going to do this again. This is just to open, and this is a preface.
It is. It is.
This is a brief moment in the preliminary.
Yes.
And I am just always grateful. You know, because being here to continue doing the work, and I thought maybe the work was what I did with Honorable Michael Jackson, who was castigated and denigrated, because how dare that Negro accomplish all those things he was called and chosen to accomplish. Yeah, he was called and chosen. You know, some people called, some people chosen, some people called and chosen, some people want to be called and chosen, but they not.
No, that's right. Yes.
You know, so you be called and chosen. Michael was called and chosen. And I, as I told his mother, I said, you carried Michael differently in the womb. I said, he was different from all your other children. And she said, yes. Mm-hmm. And so he came to do what he came to do. And some people didn't know that he did all he did until he was departed from flesh. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, oh, my God, ah, wow. You know, it's like, yeah, the greatest contributor to charities on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
They discovered that, you know. So we have to honor people and not do everything we can to destroy them, even though those who are called and chosen to do what they have to do, and some who were taken away viciously, but that's because hatefulness is rampant. You know, they hate you just because of the shoes you wear. They hate you because you don't wear shoes. They hate you because you got hair. Hate you because you don't have no hair. Hate you because, you know, of the color of your skin. Hate you because they trying to get the color of your skin. Hate because they got the color of your skin and then it don't stay long. You know, it's too much hate going around.
Oh, wow.
People just be pulling forth. You know, flowing over with hatefulness. And it just, what do they get for them? Nothing. You know, wars and rumors of wars. You know, we don't have any money to help our veterans, but we can help individuals who are doing everything they can to tear down and burn other folks' lands. You know, so it's like, let's send them $500 million. It's like, well, hell.
Mm-hmm.
They're creating hell and havoc and wreaking havoc and chaos over there, you know, over there, wherever there is, you know. And here humans are hungry, starving, being put out of their homes. It's like, oh, come on, June, where are you going, girl? We're just saying enough just to kind of get to arouse the sleeping giants.
Oh, gosh. Yes, yes, yes.
It's like, wake up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Come on, children. Don't be sheeple. Wake up. Don't just be so avid and eager to follow somebody who says, come with us. And it's like, wait a minute. It's like I told my son, I said, honey, I don't care if there's 500,000 people walking off the bridge. You be the one to ask why.
Because,
you know, ask and they want to beat you up. I said, but they the one falling into that deep chasm, not you. So you, my brother, and my celestial sister, are here to encourage humans to ask. And when they ask, as that scripture says, they shall be given. They didn't say maybe, could be, perhaps, I'm not sure. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door will be opened. Seek and you will find. Because some be seeking, but they don't want to find it because they don't want to be found out. You know, but they be pretending, you know. You got leaders, preachers, teachers, gurus, they all pretending. But contribute to humans so that they can become and be best that they already are, because some just have to be awakened into that rightful place that they've been thinking about, because the consciousness will be tuning in to that computer, that brain within the skull. You know, people be talking, his brains, her brains. I said, no, sweetie, you only have one head, so you only got one brain. Oh, he knocked her brains out. I'll knock your brains out. It's like, well, baby, I only have one brain now. You know, if I got another one, then I'm going to still be here. So provide your listeners and callers with answers. Because you got grace, baby. You have grace, honey. You are here fulfilling a mighty purpose. And Most High ain't got started with you yet. So as we conclude, because I got to go, as we conclude, then I'm encouraging every human to be your majestic you. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Like our wonderful philosopher Chuck D said, don't believe the hype.
The hype. Yes.
Be stilled, and within that moment of stillness, the divine will move through all that clutter, clear and cleanse and reveal the good of who you be.
Mm.
It works like that. I don't care what anybody else say, because Mother know. I done lived this thing, or this thing has lived me for all these wonderful youth-filled years as I be elder. All things are possible, 'cause you only believe.
Yes, indeed. I am so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm promising you now, you're going to get an invitation later on in the day, because we want to squeeze you and bring you back here ASAP, because, like you said, this is just kind of like we met in front of a soul food, all-you-can-eat restaurant. I'm talking about a soul food for consciousness. And we just...
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm right here. I love you so much. And I know Celeste wants to say something real quick before you go. Yeah, Celeste, where is you? Unmute yourself, Celeste, because there's craziness going on over here.
It's all that kinetic. Yes, I'm right here. It's all that kinetic energy. Reverend June, I know they waiting on you, but I just need to hug you. I need to embrace you. You don't know how much it means for me to glimpse myself in the future. I only pray that I am as brave and as brazen and bold as you.
And the words that you just used, the words that you just used, you couldn't use those words if they did not flow forth from your heart and your soul. Most High has given them to you, so be bold, my sister. Be brave, my sister. Be brazen within that divine and loving and living Holy Spirit, because it's evident. And so you don't have to just pray for it. You don't have to be, I just pray. Girl, I've just been praying, Lord Jesus, I'm praying. It's like, honey, pray for it once and let it go. Because when you're praying repeatedly for the same thing, it's like, oh, ye of little faith, petite faith, teeny-weeny faith, itty-bitty faith.
Mm. All right now,
you got it. Now we're gonna run with it, because I got the with this rock steady body. I got to move down.
All right, I'll be sending you an invitation later today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I love it. I love y'all. Have a good life.
Love
every breath.
Yes, indeed. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
I don't want her to go one day. Bring her back.
Gosh, you come back with it, that invitation. Doris, I couldn't get to you.
Yeah.
You know, I know we've got questions as well, but it's moments. She said something earlier that, I can't remember, she said something that we can't measure. I can't remember what, but, you know, but for me, what I'm really, the space I'm in is the more we allow ourselves to step out of ourselves, to get to that space and that place where you can't measure
your life, literally, where you just completely allow yourself to fall out, then you become one with life. And it's a journey, it's a process. And, you know, we listen to her and we are moved and we are touched. And some things that she says, that she said that we may have heard for the first time resonates deep in our soul. It's because it is true. It is true. And I'm so grateful for her. She, And I know you've got something to share on the whole thing about self-love, praying, wanting to move on, and using the spiritual principles. Whew, go ahead.
You know, but before I do that, I remember one of the first shows that I listened to you. You taught me about Reverend Deborah L. Johnson, our newest host on the network, in 2010. And as Reverend June was speaking, I kept hearing the search for freedom is really
if struggle for freedom is simply a demand to be authentic. Yes.
That kept floating through my brain. And I'm like, wow, so this is what freedom looks like when you will say BS on the air and not flinch. and it's just, and you make it holy. So thank you for that. But yes, I wanted to bring us back to that powerful moment of baby Suggs in case
before you do
anybody
that,
else. Yes.
Before you do that, because you just triggered me, Reverend June Gatlin has on her website, one of my favorite scriptures in the one of the holy books known as the Bible, and it is, in the beginning was the Word, capital W, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is the creative power. So you can actually say, thank the Word, because God is the Word. The Word and God is one. Now, why do I even quote that is what you just said, and Reverend June shared with us earlier. We must understand the meaning of words that we speak. And I really believe, and she spoke to it too, like some of the words has been constructed to put a spell on you. But when you get underneath, when you get to the meaning of it, you don't react to words like bullshit. You know, sooner or later, a few years from now, it won't be censored on the television. There are some words now that they're saying on television and the radio that at one point you dare not even say it. You got ministers saying hoes in the church, you know. But words, there's a lowercase word. The word that you just use flippantly, they're just from, you know, just mixed together, and you're talking just for the sake of talking. But when we connect with the Word, with capital W, the creative power, that's what it is, the Word, the power of creativity to speak life into existence, then you're not afraid, threatened, triggered by words. And even if someone said something to you on a human level, when you're triggered and it's painful and it's hurtful, you can acknowledge your human self. But the truth is, you recognize I am responsible for how I use my word, how I use my creative power. And what she shares with us is just a reminder to tap in, to tune in to that creative power so that we may be free and fearless in our own life. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Go ahead. I'm going to take a break, drink some water, and answer a couple of questions or something. I know we got, three? See if we can get through it all. All right.
Well, I have always wanted to have this at my disposal, and we're talking about the power of words right now, the written word, and Reverend June also loves baby Suggs. So when she comes back and listens to this, this will be a gift for all of us.
I do want you to receive this like vitamins. I do want you to soak this in your spirit. I'm going to start doing this again. All right, this is from Beloved, and it's Baby Suggs' sermon, part of it, by Toni Morrison. When warm weather came, Baby Suggs, holy, followed by every black man, woman, and child who could make it through, took her great heart to the clearing, a wide, open place cut deep in the woods nobody knew for what at the end of the path, known only to deer and whoever cleared the land in the first place. In the heat of every Saturday afternoon, she sat in the clearing while the people waited among the trees. After situating herself on a huge, flat-sided rock, Baby Suggs bowed her head and prayed silently. The company watched her from the trees. They knew she was ready when she put her stick down. Then she shouted, "Let the children come." And they ran from the trees toward her. "Let your mothers hear you laugh," she told them. And the woods rang. The adults looked on and could not help smiling. Then, "Let the grown men come," she shouted. They stepped out one by one from among the ringing trees. "Let your wives and your children see you dance," she told them, and ground life shuddered under their feet. Finally, she called the women to her. "Cry," she told them, "for the living and the dead, just cry." And without covering their eyes, the women let loose. It started that way. Laughing children, dancing men, crying women, and then it got mixed up. Women stopped crying and danced, and men sat down and cried. Children danced, women laughed, children cried, until exhausted and riven, all and each lay about the clearing, damp and gasping for breath. In the silence that followed, Baby Suggs wholly offered up to them her great big heart. She did not tell them to clean up their lives or go and sin no more. She did not tell them they were the blessed of the earth, its inheriting meek or its glory bound pure. She told them that the only grace they could have was the grace they could imagine, that if they could not see it, they would not have it. "Here," she said, "in this here place, we flesh, flesh that weeps, laughs, flesh that dances on bare feet in grass. Love it hard." The end. Toni Morrison, Beloved. Thank you for your ears.
Mm-hmm. I just feel so complete with what you're sharing, what Reverend June, Elder June, shared with us. And I want to throw another resource out here for people because this whole thing about living in the realm of divinity, in the realm of humanity. See, the divinity realm is kind of like natural. It's, you know, you don't have to do nothing. But, and, not but, and because we are in a human body, it is our responsibility to blend the two. Some people say, "I can't wait to die and transcend. I'm not coming back on this planet anymore. I can't deal with this." Oh, yes, you can. The truth is, you'd love it. But there are resources out there. Make sure you check out Reverend June's website and really start to ask yourself some deeper questions. As she said, ask why. What you believe. Why do you believe what you believe? What is the foundation of your life? Is it true? You know, there's another blog, and this guy, his name is David Kane, and he said, I'm quoting one of his blog, he said, "Fear is your mind at its dumbest." Fear is your mind at its dumbest. So when you see it like that, it's kind of like, maybe I need to rethink fear. Now, his blog website address is raptitude.com. Mark Husson of One to Radio actually shared this with me. And his slogan, this guy's slogan is, getting better at being human. This human experience is not for wimps. And you must be willing to get engaged. You must be willing to be part of. You can't sit on the bench of life or you'll be frustrated and depressed. So check out raptitude.com, David Kane, and we'll just release the show, maybe one question. And I want to just thank all of you that listened so far, those of you listening to the archive, and just thank you for being part of this. I know that you were touched. I know that you were moved. I know that you were inspired. And I also want to remind you that this was a soul agreement. We collectively said we're going to meet here. Now you have a responsibility to put in action what has been breathed through you, the inspiration. You got to move it forward. You can't just do intellectual masturbation. So, that was deep. You got to conceive the idea. You got to allow that energy to impregnate somebody else, to impregnate you so you may create a new life, a new experience, a new existence. Celeste, we got let's do one question. I'll let you choose which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll release the show.
I'm choosing a juicy one.
Okay.
This is from Marissa. Mm-hmm. All right. Dear Life Coach today, my boyfriend believes that he should be the only person I talk to when I'm going through troubles. When I express my challenges with other men or even my girlfriends, he feels like I'm emotionally cheating. What do you think, Marissa?
What do you think, Marissa? I mean, you and your boyfriend have a soul agreement. Clearly, let me put it this way. There is something in you that doesn't agree with that. Or maybe it's not even about an agreement. It seems like, clearly, if your boyfriend has to tell you that I have to be the only one, I see two red flags. One, the fact that you have to be told. And second, the fact that, you know, that's like, your challenges, your problems, your issues, very sacred experience. So he said you have to tell him. You clearly haven't been telling him, or maybe not everything, but you find trust, comfort in other men to tell, and he sees it as emotional? What did you call it, Celeste? Let me look here. I know I got the question somewhere here. Emotional cheating. Emotionally cheating. Okay. Well, first of all, now, when I say red flags, I'm not judging your boyfriend. I'm having you ask why. I'm having you ask what is really going on. Is it true? Is there something about your boyfriend that you don't really trust him enough to tell him what you're going through and growing through that you feel safer to tell other men? Ask yourself some real deeper questions. Why do you do it? Now, if he's saying he's got to be the only one, ask why. And I would even go, just stretch this some more. I've been given permission by the elder. Even if he was your husband, why? Now, let me come back to that emotional troubles that you go through. The troubles and the challenges and the issues that we go through, they are very sacred. And if someone doesn't have the consciousness, the heart to receive your sacred experiences, they do not need to hear it because they will flip you up. You know what I mean? People have to be spiritually, mentally, emotionally qualified to hear the pain and the struggles that you go through, or else they'll project their shit on it, and then you'll be stuck in the funk. So now that I've shared all that, thank you for giving me permission to do that, you have to get clear. You ask me, what do I think? That's what I think, period, about me, how I see it. But then, once again, what do you think? Do you trust him enough to share all your troubles with him? From your question, clearly not. If you don't trust him with all your troubles, that's something you need to look at. Do you trust him? Period. And if he has to tell you he's to be the only one, then what kind of relationship are you guys creating together? Because a relationship where there's no trust, there's no room for understanding. Where there's no understanding, there can't be compassion. Where there's no compassion, there can't be love. So it sounds to me that you guys need to work on your trust issues. And if when you work on your trust issues, not as a negative, but what is coming up. See, in a relationship, there's an energy, Marisa, that you're bringing to the relationship. There's an energy that your boyfriend is bringing to the relationship. And because the both of you came together, there is an energy of you and him. It sounds to me that you need to pay attention to the energy of the relationship and ask, what does this relationship want? What is this relationship asking for? When you respond to what the energy of the relationship of you and your husband, boyfriend, you might as well be your husband because that's just words we play because you're together, you're creating something. And just walking down the aisle doesn't mean suddenly make someone a husband. But, you know, playing with words, the whole thing about words again. But you and your beloved, your mate, your partner, your soulmate, the soul that you're mating with, you're sharing life with, your creation, your relationship is asking for something else. So it's not even about if he's right or wrong or you're right or wrong or you should or shouldn't. The question is, are you both willing to listen to what the energy of your relationship is asking for? There's an energy, there's something that wants to be revealed. And if you both are vulnerable enough, are willing to surrender enough, be willing to be right, be willing to be wrong, be willing to grow, it will transform both of you in the way that you can't even imagine. And even if you never stay together, you'll be forever grateful for the relationship and you will have no problems creating friendship with one another because that relationship that you created gave you life. Most times people don't listen to the energy of a relationship, so when they break up, if I never see that bleep, 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 blah, blah again, I'll be happy. I wish he'd go. No, you did not listen to the energy. I'm not talking to you, Marisa. People don't take time to listen to the energy. It's not just you and your beloved. If two people are in a relationship, it's not just a romantic relationship. Oh, you got me fired up now. It's not just romantic relationship. Every relationship has a spirit. And for the relationship to be harmonious, to nourish, to fulfill you, to be fulfilling, you must always ask, what is the energy? What's the energy of this relationship? And what is it trying to tell us? What is it trying to teach us? So, yeah. Let's get to the bottom of it. Emotionally cheating, maybe. Maybe. But you know, I've got to give you, go deep. Go deep. Take it to meditation and ask and hear what comes up for you. And from that space in consciousness, you can respond. Maybe you don't really feel safe with him. Maybe you feel like, you know, you like him now, but you don't see him in your future. You know. It's all part of life. Don't judge yourself. Go deep. What is the relationship trying to tell you both? And what is it trying to tell you? We are awakening. Celeste, let me bring you on. Anything you want to say before we release the show?
Wow, that was a lot to think about. Even for anybody listening. Thank you, Life Coach Today. You rock.
What did Reverend June say? Reverend June said, what'd she say? Abby, that whisper sounded then. No, you remember what she said when she sang the song? Like she rock steady.
Mm-hmm.
Rock steady. Oh, thank you, Celeste. Thank you for all that.
All right, we will be with you
done.
Tomorrow.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. The new kid on the block is the producer's choice. I am so humbled and so grateful. And as I said in one of the groups on One Two Radio, I said, I don't care what people say. It feels good to be recognized and honored. And I am so grateful. Thank you, Celeste, for what you do on Life Conversations Radio and what you help me do behind the scenes with One Two Radio and what you do, period. I love you, darling. It's time mm-hmm. to release the show. Celeste, thank you. Listeners, thank you. I'll be back on Life Conversation. Go ahead, Celeste. You're going to say something. My bad.
No.
I heard you kind of say, Okay, go ahead.
No. Well, I, your guest, Tina Marie, is going to be on 12radio.com yes. with you at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. Because you can give your time.
Mm-hmm.
12radio.com. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Celeste. I knew you would say something. Thank you, darling. We are indeed waking up. You are not the same person who started listening to this show. You just need to know that for yourself. This is Miten. Miten and Deva Premal, M-I-T-E-N. Deva Premal, D-E-V-A-P-R-E-M-A-L. Husband and wife who listens to the energy of their relationship and ask, what is this energy trying to tell us? Awakening. I'm awake. I'm alive. And I am grateful. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be still, be loved, and be loved for goodness sake. Peace and blessings.
Imperfection, awakening in the oneness of it all. Everybody here, part of each other. Sister and brother, rising in love. Oh, Shanti, Satchidananda. Oh, Shanti.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.